Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. Welcome back, everybody. 2024, first episode of the year. First fresh episode. I'm Jessica.
I'm Jen. Welcome. Hi.
Hi.
Happy 2024, friend.
Big 2024 energy. Oh my God. Ins, outs. What's in? What's out, Jen?
What's doing that?
In and out list?
I'm not doing that. It's all in this year. I have no negativity, so I can't even tell you what's out. How about that?
I saw one of those lists and I was like, oh, that's cute. Then I saw another one. Then I saw another one. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot keep up.
I can't either. You know what's in? What I'm burning. I want to do this now. I want to know what you're burning before we start the pod.
Okay. Currently burning.
Currently burning. What are you currently burning?
I am burning. Okay. So I love Aran candles because, I mean, they fill a room. They fill a hallway. Okay. I know when one is burning in my apartment. I'm burning like the geranium one, but I have on deck. The thing is, I don't think it's seasonally appropriate. I love you, Aran, but
Mind melds, but keep going. Keep going.
Okay. It's very floral. And I just wrote something for Moda. I feel like right now in the winter, I like to shelve the florals. We've got all spring and summer for florals.
Okay.
I need to usher in a winter scent, but I have on deck, I make an exception. I do like a rose during winter because it's very calming. So I have right in back of it, it's like right on deck. I guess it's like a baseball thing, I guess, right? They say on deck or like in the, on the bench, right behind
on the bench.
On the bench.
The pinch hitter is, let's just go with every sports metaphor we know. Keep going.
Right on deck is the rose de grâce right in back because the rose is very calming.
Okay. You're not allowed to talk about the rose though because she's on the bench. So you just, you're currently burning.
I'm being greedy because these are nice candles. So you never like to rush a nice candle. It's like you want your money's worth.
Yeah.
But I am ready for the rose. So okay. That's what's happening here at the Matlin Janeski household. What's going on over you at by your house?
I think it's funny that I don't know what Aran's geranium smells like, but to me, geranium doesn't quite count as a full floral because it has that dirty, soily quality. Like it's an herbal floral for me.
Okay.
I love geranium because I just feel like it's like an earthy flower. Not woodsy, but like soily. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Yeah, listen, I'm not blowing it out. I'm like all too happy to like strike up a match. Yeah.
Well, I'm burning Leland Francis Dirt Roads.
Oh, yes. I know Leland Francis, like the brand.
This might even have a geranium note now that I'm saying it out loud, because it's got a very mineral kind of dirt soil quality. It just feels like you're, it's not too spring summery of an outdoor scent, but it's also past the pine moment. I feel like the pine needs, the pine was happening all December.
See, that's funny. See, we have like a doorstopper birchwood pine from Nest. And I'm like, we've got to get that done before March.
Okay, so we can keep going with the pine through winter.
I think so.
Please, March. She's being wishful here, people. We're in New York City. March is full on winter. There ain't no spring in March in New York City, and you know it.
It's a Prince song. Like, it snows. Sometimes it snows in April. It always snows in April in the city. It always does.
Now it'll just be rainy and 35 degrees, but yes. So we both have like an earthy vibe going for this first episode of the year. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to hear your winter candle recommendations and if you have strong feelings about pine after. As my Christmas tree is still in back of me right now, like out of frame. I got to take this thing down. It's killing me. Anyway, how was your vacation, your holiday, your time off?
It was good. I got snow because I was upstate for New Year's Eve. And so all I wanted was like, please just give me a sprinkling of snow. And I did indeed get it. So that was lovely.
Was it a sprinkling or was it real snow?
It was just like a dusting. It was a dusting.
All right. Take what you can get.
And you, now that we're back in the swing of things? You've been texting me fast and furious with ideas for the podcast. I know that much.
Was I?
Oh, yeah. Because don't you feel like the minute you stop working is when all the ideas come? Because we're like putting into effect, everybody, some fun new things.
Jen, I think I was in some sort of like state because I don't remember texting you anything over the holiday. I must have been in my puzzle zone because, yes, that's right. I puzzle now. I'm a puzzler.
It's a verb. She puzzles.
Here, take a look behind me.
I can see that. Yeah. So that was a big activity for you guys over Christmas break.
It's my second puzzle. I finished a tremendous, well, I'm not counting the 24 count Frozen ones that we did and Daniel Tiger. I mean like mommy's puzzles that take up, that take up the whole kitchen table.
Mother-daughter puzzles. I love it.
No, like seriously, like that's the, I think that's the only time my mind gets clear now. So I might be texting you mid-puzzling when like I get thoughts.
Like what to do with the pod, who to have on. We have so many guests planned for 2024. We're so excited. Couple fun collaborations with other podcasts in the works.
Oh, I know what I was texting you now. Yeah, I think I might have been puzzling or in the shower.
Yeah. So before we get into the episode, though, we did want to share, as you're giving us more feedback, we got so much feedback on our naughty and nice episode. We want you guys to keep that coming. You know what I discovered, Jess? That on Spotify, where a lot of our listeners listen on Spotify, you can actually comment on each specific episode, not just the podcast in general, which we love to get those as well.
Oh, and they say, what did you think about this episode?
Yeah.
I see that.
By the way, if you've been commenting on those and you're like, why isn't my comment showing up? It's because your dear producer, Jen, didn't realize she had to go into the back end of Spotify to actually hit publish on your comments. So I just went and did that on a bunch of comments. So now it's going to be even more of a community on Spotify. I'm sorry, Spotify for podcasters is, there's so many software platforms. Anyway, so if you have a question or a comment on a specific episode, if you go to Spotify, you can leave it actually on that episode, especially if it's for a particular guest. I love that. Please do that. Or just go to Apple and you can comment there or wherever else you want to talk about us.
Yeah, we want to know who you like, who was meh, who was great.
We did just get a comment, meh. I was like, okay,
meh.
Noted. Thank you.
And also, we are going to start reading some of your reviews because we really do appreciate them. And they also help make our podcast more discoverable.
Yes.
The whole podcast scene is wild, like how people find you. So listen, I'm going to read one of them. This is off of iTunes. 5 stars. Thank you very much. Her name or his name is, or their name is MRI2. Okay. This was a few days after Christmas. Thank you for taking the time during your busy holiday. Your beauty content is spot on. Oh, the headline is Love These Two. Thank you. After our trash one, this really just helped lift my spirits.
I still get the giggles about it. Yeah. Oh, that was sweet. Thanks, MRI2.
Amazing information for the beauty junkie. Keep it up. And then here's the last part. Love that you list each product to easily locate. Now, people, if you don't realize this, we have every product that we list on the podcast located on our site, but there's also a Shop My Shelf and an Amazon shop.
Yeah, if we mention a product, just scroll down to the episode notes right below the description of this episode, and the links will all be there to our Shop My, to an episode recap. Maybe there's somebody's name we said, and you're like, who is that? Microblader? I want to find them. They'll be in there. So yeah, we're just trying to help you guys use the podcast better.
Yeah, you don't have to like rewind and like start jotting things down in your phone. Just go to the show notes at the end of the description, Jen?
Yes, that's right, Jess. That's yeah, where it is.
Okay. All right. Good, good, good. All good things.
That ends the housekeeping portion of that mascara, doesn't it?
Yeah. Why don't we head over to the news?
Oh, let's go.
All right. We're going to kick it off with Jaclyn Hill. She started the year with a big announcement. On January 1st, she announced that her brand, which is called Jaclyn Hill, would be closed for the foreseeable future. Now, when I think for the foreseeable future, to me, it says stay tuned. I don't know. What do you think, Jen?
Yes. I could have a million thoughts as to why that might be, but what else you got for me?
Okay. No, so she's the face of her brand, but she doesn't own it. It's owned by a brand called Forma, which is the parent company of Morphe. Now, Forma has also been involved with a number of other influencer brands. They had like a hot moment for a while. They owned Jeffree Star, James Charles. Yes, I'm throwing it back to James Charles.
They owned the teens, the late teens in the beauty industry, right?
They owned a lot of these. When I think of the late teens, I think of brands like Jaclyn Hill.
YouTube vibes.
Mm-hmm, a lot of these big influencers. Now, last year, Forma had a rough year. They entered Chapter 11. They lost their license to R.E.M. Beauty, which is Ariana Grande's line. Listen, I can't put the weight of this on Jaclyn Hill herself because she has a lot of other things going on. This wasn't her brand. This wasn't something that she built from the ground up. This was like part of this bigger ecosystem. I went back and I listened to Jaclyn Hill's episode. Yes, we had Jaclyn Hill on long ago, over 5 years ago. This was episode 117, which also like just for scale, that was crazy to me that it took over 100 episodes to have her. And it was still so long ago. And it just felt like it was from another era. Like the conversation, the questions and the answers felt of another time. We talked to her about how brands treated her. We were like, how does the corporate world embrace her? The corporate world, like the corporate world is influencer beauty.
And content creation now.
Yeah. And she was like, some of them didn't embrace me, but they're coming around. And she talked about keeping some of her private life private and getting bit by people getting involved in her personal life and how some of her colleagues, like, you know, other influencers, they don't really do tutorials anymore. And people want to see tutorials. They want to learn about makeup. They don't necessarily want to see your personal life. They want to see how to do your makeup routine backwards. They want to learn technique.
And this was all before TikTok was even in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And now TikTok is very much about technique. Of course, there's some like come inside, my, you know, day in my life, but
it's less vloggy than YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. So much of the conversation was there were a lot of things that feel dated, but there are a lot of things that feel prescient. Yeah. This is not a news item to be like, and look what happened to Jaclyn Hill. No, it's like, it's just look how things change so quickly.
The landscape of beauty changed.
5 years, that's really not that long. That's almost like how someone's in like high school for 5 years, you know, or 4 years. It's so short. And we talked about her massive collaboration with Becca. Where's Becca? Where's Jaclyn Hill?
Yeah, things move fast now in beauty.
Yeah, and I don't think the blame lies with one person. It's just things change.
So foreseeable future, maybe she's going to be bringing it back by herself without Forma. Maybe she's buying her license back. Who knows?
Maybe if she wants
to. Maybe she's tired. Maybe that girl makes a lot of content. Maybe she's tired. She wants to take a break. When you are your brand, I can see that happening as well.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe when she'll enjoy her life, maybe she'll get something totally different. But it's really a time capsule. And if you want to laugh and hopefully if you want to see maybe how our show has changed a bit, you can go back and check it out. All right. Next up, if you have arachnophobia, I'd recommend you fast forward to this next item.
I know where this is going.
Sephora's Reddit page. Jen, do you go on Reddit ever?
Hells yes, I do. That's where
you
I
do?
Get all my, yeah, I get so many leads there.
What do you get there?
I get so many leads there for story ideas.
Leads. Okay. But
You're not in the weeds typing up entries, are you?
Oh, no, I lurk. I lurk and I like to see what people are thinking about, what products they like. I get story ideas. In fact, this one I just talked about that I think you're going to talk about with my editor at The Cut. Tell us more, Jess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have a feeling we're on the same page. Okay. So you're a Redditor, you're a lurker. You're a Reddit lurker and you're not a Redditor. Okay. So Sephora's Reddit page had a one-star review of the Sol de Janeiro Delicia Drench Body Butter. And the headline or whatever the subject said, scent attracts wolf spiders. Now, I had to Google a wolf spider and I actually think I've seen one of these guys.
That's my first question was like, there's a wolf spider?
I mean, I don't have arachnophobia. I definitely wouldn't want to see one of these like in my sheets. I think I've seen one. I think there was one in my basement sink when it was like not finished.
I just love the specificity. Not just spiders. It specifically attracts wolf spiders.
Yeah, it's not a daddy long legs. It's furry. The copy said, if you're scared of wolf spiders, watch out for these lotions, LOL. I love the LOL just like everywhere. I'm guilty too, though, by the way. LOL. I wanted to love them so bad, but one of these ingredients is like kryptonite to wolf spiders. By the way, this word kryptonite is not correctly used. It's like what they mean is like catnip. When I put it on, instantly one will come out. The reviewer wrote, ending with a sorry for the disappointing review. Now, this review had over 700 comments in the Reddit. So then there was also around the same time a social media post from a person who said that they wrote, combine farnesyl acetate with hexadecyl, sorry if I'm definitely saying this wrong, acetate in the right dosage, and it might bring all the thirsty boy spiders to your yard. Now, this was shared much more compelling. Over 15,000 times. So Sol de Janeiro got involved. They put out a social media post and they said, all of our products, including the one they mentioned and upcoming perfume, by the way, that was another. Didn't Jerome do that one too?
Yup.
Yeah. Are free from, they named the ingredients that were questioned and basically saying like, this is cute, but
ain't true.
They're not guilty of this. The New York Times just did an article about this, which I think is like just so funny. And they talked to somebody from the Museum of Natural History, an appropriate resource, and they said, the reason why these wolf spiders are coming out is because it's like seasonality.
Yeah. We got too many variables here. Let's pop into Science Corner and explain that, yeah, you might have happened to put that lotion on, but it also might have happened to be wolf spider season. However, I do sometimes think certain perfumes with fragrance attract mosquitoes in the summer. That Baccarat Rouge, hooey. There's something about that that I've gotten bitten when I wear it. I don't know. So that's the idea I had. I wanted to look into more. Can you really affect any sort of attraction?
Oh, that's the story you're working on. Like,
no, I'm not working on it yet, but I was like looking into it because I was like, there's got to be something to this, right? Certain scents. I look at my dog when I'm wearing certain body lotions. He's like, what's going on? He wants to lick my leg, you know?
I get what you're saying. I'm not going to provide conclusive commentary. I don't know.
Zoologist Jess has no comment.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't need to worry about wolf spiders if you're wearing Cheriosa.
I feel like it's not bad publicity for the brand. I mean, I've never seen so much conversation about Sol de Janeiro. I think people would be buying it out of curiosity. How many mentions did this brand get on social media?
It's also one of the most popular fragrances right now. I was just looking on Sephora's top selling fragrances.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think it's only been a good thing for the brand. I mean, a small percentage of people won't buy out of fear, but now everyone's talking about this brand. Okay, let's talk about celebrity faces. Much more fun.
What?
All right. Jessica Chastain, love her, is the face of True Botanicals. You're going to be seeing her on billboards. You're going to be seeing her on commercials. It's going to be, you know, award season before you know it. True Botanicals. Remember when Olivia Wilde was the face?
Like, she's an investor, too. But yes, I do. You need cheekbones cut like glass to be the face of this brand, apparently.
I know. You need to be chic and smart, all those things. But anyway, I wish we had Olivia during the whole time, but can't plan everything. But per True Botanicals, I really liked, you know, sometimes I read these brand statements and I feel like they sound very, but I thought this was like, they actually picked somebody good. It says, Jessica shares the values that are at the core of True Botanicals. She has always been an advocate for taking better care of people, animals, and the planet, and that's what we exist to do. I'm sorry, I just have to be in, I have to support my fellow redheaded Jessicas who are animal friendly. She is vegan. She is just a fabulous actress. I just think this is like, she's the anti-influencer. I love it.
I think it's cool. I think she's smart.
Wait, why is she anti-influencer?
I think she is like an embodiment of the anti-influencer. Instead of hiring somebody who's like kind of, this is the person of the moment. I don't have anything against influencers as a category.
Oh, like a Hadid.
They've not gone for like the flavor of the moment. They've gone for somebody who is, well, she's over 40. So they're tapping into, it's not a trend, but they're tapping into that moment. She's a smart, proven, sophisticated actress. I think it's smart. I think she's probably worth every penny for the brand. So I'm into it. Another celebrity face I think is fantastic. Another over 40 face. Not beauty, but certainly in this world, Prunza Schooler, Pamela Anderson. Mm-hmm. No makeup, looking incredible, looking fierce, looking just awesome. She was chosen by the guys, and they said the new collection centers on the intrinsic qualities that define Prunza Schooler and her woman. Adult, urban, intelligent, without ever sacrificing the youthful qualities of experimentation and play. So I think another point or another win for a direction I feel really excited about and really good about.
Well, if you opened the door to the direction of talking about faces for fashion, not just beauty, you better keep going through that door and talk about one that you texted me that everybody is talking about. Jeremy Allen White? That's his name? Am I saying right?
Yeah, Jeremy Allen White.
Calvin Klein. If I see this picture or these pictures one more time, I'll be really happy about it.
I was about to say, you will, what, keep looking?
Keep on scrolling and looking.
What's your favorite one? I feel like no one's like talking about like their favorite one from the series.
Okay, so the one where he's on the couch and sort of laying back so the abs are just rippling. It's like an orange couch. It's in color.
It's like it's horizontal.
Yes. I think that's my favorite one. But Eric walked in on me. We were talking about this because we were both like, why is this hitting such a nerve? Like, what is it about? You know, there's so many handsome guys.
Wait, was the music on? He heard you and the song was on?
No. You want to know how he knew I was looking at it? He saw me doing the pinch zoom fingers on something. So I was going like this because, you know, he's in his undies and I was like, what's happening all around? And I just wanted to get a closer look. And Eric's like, what are you looking at that you're zooming in on? And came over and he was dying laughing. He's like, of course it's Jeremy Allen White, who's not even my type. But Mert Alice was the photographer, yes? I mean, yeah. Knows how to make a body look good. Then the dove flies up at the end of the commercial. I was like, you can't even put every Calvin Klein trope of the last 30 years in a commercial. And somehow it's not derivative. It's still like, damn, I want to buy some Calvin Klein underwear.
Classic, I think, because it doesn't change. It's just the same thing.
Yeah, he's just going to lounge on a somewhat dirty couch with sneakers, socks, and underwear. Just full sneakers and socks and underwear. There's something about the sneakers and socks that also makes me like giggle. And then a dove flies up.
Oh, you're giggling.
I'm giggling as I keep scrolling. Does he do it for you?
He doesn't not do it for me. Like,
yeah, I'm curious why they didn't give him also the fragrance. Like, you could take the shirt off and have him in the underwear and still do a Calvin Klein fragrance. I feel like they should have gone for a 1-2 fashion beauty campaign with him.
I don't.
Bring that eternity back. Calvin Klein obsession.
I think you have to peter these things out.
You can't throw Jeremy at everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Boxers and boxer briefs are what we're working on right now. I got it.
This is, it's very like Mark Wahlberg. Remember the Mark Wahlberg one?
Yeah. Also, I love a short king. Give it to me.
Yeah. I think Mark Wahlberg was like 5'7 or something. How tall is Jeremy Allen?
I'm glad you asked because I did Google that last night. 5'7". I've always dated short men. The only one I did is my husband, is the only non-short guy I've dated.
Yeah.
Which is funny, but here we are. Anyway, that was our Jeremy Allen White moment of appreciation. Jessica Chastain gets one too, sure.
While we were away, we missed a couple of important acquisitions.
Oh, Jess's business desk. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Okay, so listen. K18. While the bond market, and by bond market, I mean the bond builder market.
Disulfide bonds in your hair.
Has suffered. Okay, we've seen some shakiness with Olaplex. Okay, it's like very upsetting to know everything that's gone on with Olaplex, which has really, they've suffered a lot.
But K18, they are killing it. Unilever just bought them. So I think we're going to see a lot happening in that space. And then Shiseido, I mean, I'm happy for Dr. Dennis Gross. Dr. Dennis Gross has been at it since like 2000. Dr. Dennis Gross has been peeling his way to the top. This is not a one-hit wonder. This is not a, oh, cute, he came up with these little alpha beta pads. Like, no, he came up with a mask. He has been a skin cancer expert. He has been every single day doing the work, going to work, coming out with amazing products, and has a practice, and Shiseido bought his brand. So I want to say congratulations to Dr. Dennis Gross, because it's not this kind of spike, boom, acquisition, amazing. It's you do the work every single day, then it pays off. So it's awesome.
When did his brand launch?
I think it launched in 2000.
23 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, because I do remember talking to him about when he split his own Instagram from the brand's Instagram, and he was like asking all the beauty editors, what do you do about that when you are your brand? Like, he was like, I'm Dennis Gross, but this is Dennis Gross. Remember that whole conversation? A lot of people had that conversation with the brand founders, like Bobbi Brown, just Bobbi Brown versus Bobbi Brown when she was still with Estee Lauder. And that just feels, I mean, that must have been 10, 15 years ago now.
When you're the face of a brand, I mean, it's like you and I don't put our personal stuff on fat mascara so much. We each have our own things. It's like, I'm not Bobbi Brown, but when you are the face of your brand, it's look what happened with Gwyneth and Goop. It's like people think about Goop as Gwyneth, but Gwyneth has her own separate thing.
Go back to Jaclyn Hill that you were just talking about. Same kind of idea. Like, you are Jaclyn Hill, but you are also Jaclyn Hill, the brand. But very different trajectories for those two brands. So congrats to Dr. D, DG.
Well deserved. Okay, and finally, when I think of Ghana personally, I think of beauty. That's a little personal to my experience. Jen, do you want to care to elaborate?
Well, I thought you were going to say, when you think of Ghana, you think of me.
You're part of the story.
Yes, because that is where, it's basically where we met. We met in the airport on the way to Ghana. But yes.
Yes.
And we were learning about shea butter.
Shea butter.
And it's the heart of the shea butter culture and community.
One day I'll drop the pics. It was an amazing experience. We went to Jorgens. We got up at 4 a.m. in the morning. We went to pick shea nuts. It was a once-in-a-lifetime incredible experience. It was one of the best press trips I've ever been on. It was just absolutely fantastic. But there's a new beauty story coming out of Ghana. So this young guy in Ghana had put an application in. I've never done an application to the Guinness Book of World Records because I have nothing like that to offer or prove, but apparently you have to put in an application if you want to submit something. And this guy's name is Dela Gomi, took to his TikTok account to share a piece of mail that he got saying that his application had been approved. What he is going to do, and by the time this episode airs, we're going to find out, I guess, if he did it, to do the most lipstick applications in a short amount of time. Now, I thought this meant on himself. I think it's going to be on other people. Jen, what do you think the most lipstick applications has ever, like, in a short amount of time has ever been done?
Can you tell me the amount of time? I think that will help.
Okay. 30 seconds was the last one.
What? Oh, so like a super short amount of time. If we're not going for precision and I'm just swiping, I'm just going to hold out the lipstick and have like all my friends run by with their lips out as fast as they can.
No, it has to be like precise. No,
all right.
No.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3, 20?
I thought it was going to be a lot too. So I'll tell you, maybe this is why he's going for it. The current record for the most lipstick applications in 30 seconds is 4. And that feat was achieved by China's Li Jiaqi, again, forgive the mispronunciation, in September 2018. Jen, I think it's a really good application. I think it might be like...
Well, see, I have a lot of questions. Like, who's judging? Like, it's like, oh, if it goes outside of the vermilion border, this one doesn't count. Like, you and I could swipe on lipstick in the car mirror and not even look, and then Mario would take 20 minutes and it would be perfect and the edges would be tight. This is so random. I'm going to go back to the lady with the mullet Guinness book. That makes sense to me.
I just report the news.
I mean, I hope he beats it, but I feel like I could beat it. I could do 5 in 30 seconds, 6 seconds per application. Absolutely. I bet you there are makeup artists listening right now that are like, oh, I could do
He's asking for it. Now that he's putting the challenge out there, I bet you other people are going to come in and we're going to see that number go up.
I think I just opened this up now. Uh-oh.
What should we do? Can we do a Guinness Book of Records? It's like the let anybody come up with a record. Most beauty podcasts.
I was like, wait a second. You kidding? We beat it. I'm not, I don't like doing paperwork.
Okay. We need to follow up and see how many he ends up doing. But to me, this is like, why is this a record? 4 and 30 seconds. Congrats.
Jen, he wants to do it.
No, I want to see. I want to see. Yeah. I'm just really surprised. I'm just surprised. I mean, if it was like we were on the photo, like when I'm on a photo set with a makeup artist, yeah, you look at your watch, you're like, they're still doing the lips. It's like been 12 minutes and it's perfect. So I got to see how good the quality of the application is. But I got to think if he's calling up Guinness, he knows what he's doing. So good luck to you, sir.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise your wands now for some homework. What products do you need help finding? Are you looking for more skincare? Are you looking for more makeup? Are you looking for a great new fragrance? Tell us what you're looking for. Leave us a voice memo. Send it to. Didn't we have a raise a wand email at one point? We did.
I think we did.
Yeah, but we did. Yeah. Send it to info@fatmascara.com. Very easy. Or Jen, do you want to hit them with a phone number?
Yes, you can call us. Call us and tell us. And be specific, by the way. Don't just say, I need moisturizer. Like, we want to help you and we want the fam to help you. So, like, If you need the perfume that smells like cherry vanilla ice cream, we want to know. We want to help you. You can leave a voice message at 646-481-8182. Or like Jess said, you can send a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com and we will play it. And then Jess and I will help you find it. But also the fam can then weigh in the next week and help you find it too.
I also feel like people, like our audience loves being helpful.
They have such good suggestions, always.
In our Fat Mascara listener Facebook group, by the way, if you're not a part of that, please go join. It's Fat Mascara Raising a Wand.
It's in the episode notes.
Episode notes. Yeah, just go check it out. When people post like, does this look good on me? Or like, does anyone, this is discontinued, whatever people have, any kind of issues, people are so quick to respond. It's really nice. Makes me kind of feel good about people.
Yeah. If you're on like a shopping hunt for a specific product, call us, email us, we'll share it with the fam and just wait. The like love will pour in. It'll be so great.
The love will pour in?
It will pour in. While you're thinking about that, let's just get one, just a good one that just felt good for the winter from Emily from Oregon.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Emily from Oregon. I have a really neat self-care product that I've recently added to my self-care kit. It is by Body Restore. It is the Relief Shower Steamers. I have the eucalyptus and mint version, and it is delightful. It is not tested on animals, paraben-free, and vegan, and it is the best way to wind down at night, calm my nerves after a long work day, and just enjoy a nice hot shower. I highly recommend. And also, thank you for letting me be a part of your time. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So thank you for that. You know we love eucalyptus.
That feels so good for like from a Pacific Northwestern person.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like we're in the cloud forest of it all and like eucalyptus. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Thank you, Emily. And again, just tell us what you're looking for. Maybe you want a shower steamer that is rose-scented. Call us, 646-481-8182. Okay, it is time to do the first Raise a Wand of 2024. Jessica Matlin, what would you like to raise a wand to?
Okay, I am so psyched about Vriome. So I've not really told anyone about this because I've been keeping it under my hat for a while. I've been talking to Joanna for like months about launching this product and now finally it's here. Joanna is a former British beauty editor. And then she kind of had this enough moment where it was like, I just want something simple. I just want something easy. This is called an active recovery broth. And I really feel that way.
Say it again. That needs a moment, that name.
An active recovery broth. Yes, your skin needs a broth, people. We need a broth, okay?
I love that.
Move on from your serums. Move on from your lotions. Move on from your toners and your essences and all your other stuff.
Broth.
Your skin needs a broth, babe, okay? And this has niacinamide. It has hyaluronic acid. It has vitamins B. It has vitamins B5. It's got all the things that's going to just kind of lock into your skin. It's going to plump it up. It's going to make it juicy and soft and supple. And honestly, I don't even use anything on top of it sometimes. Sometimes this is enough and then a little SPF, or this is enough for me to go to sleep.
Tell me about the texture of a broth, this broth, the only broth that I know of for skin. Also, it just feels like what you, bone broth for your body, like the goodness of like when you're sick and you just want some broth. Okay, so it is a serum-y texture, just with a much better name, yeah? A liquidy, a viscous serum,
it's
right?
It's a viscous serum, and you can put a cream on top, but it just feels yummy, and I don't feel like it's overactive. It's a beautiful one and done, not gonna... Listen, if you're looking for something that's going to retexturize, this ain't it. But if you're looking for something that's just going to put yummy nutrients into your skin, this is a great thing.
Like if you have a cold and you drink broth.
Yeah. If you need to restore, how about your active recovery broth? I love it. It's fantastic. I was very excited to bring in Omoda. And I'm just like, I've been wanting to tell you guys about it for months, but I couldn't. And now I can.
Yay.
And it's under $100.
Just the name of it, Foodie Beauty.
It's Foodie Beauty, yeah. Yeah.
Strawberry exactly. Girl does nothing, but broth skin is like filled up with nutrients and delicious and plump. I'm into it.
Have you brothed your skin today?
I guess I'm going to as soon as I buy that Omoda. Thank you. All right. What's going on? How are you taking care of yourself this January?
The same way a lot of people are, because this product popped off, but Makeup on Mario's Super Satin Lipstick. Have you seen these?
I've heard about. You know what else you've heard? Just everybody listen. Oh, I like a magnetized lipstick.
What a good component. It's just so luxurious. Anyway, this is different than a lot of the textures of lipsticks that I've seen out there. I know you like a satin, mm-hmm. but I think the typical satin has more of a sheer, shiny wash quality to it. As you've said, like, these aren't the ones that are going to last forever because they're satin. Yeah. But that's where he somehow did something different, because you've got the long lasting of a cream with the satin finish. I know this doesn't sound like it's revolutionary, but I have yet to see this pigment load, this long lasting with a satin non-drying finish. Usually they can get kind of cakey if you have this much color in a lipstick. And this one, it almost has like a waxy plumpness to it when you put it on. It is so good. It's like a lady lipstick.
I like a lady lipstick.
Like a lady who wants a lipstick. Yeah. And the colors are all named for New York, which you gotta love.
What's that one called?
This one is Broadway. I'm wearing Broadway today, which is like a cool mid-tone pink. But I also like Bronx Baby. It's a little bit more of a nude. There's some good reds in there. I just think he knows what women want.
I think when we chatted with him, that was another good episode. I feel like he definitely knows what women want. He loves women. He respects women.
And this lipstick loves your lips. It's like huggy comfort, but long-lasting. Kind of everything you want. And a nice pointed bullet. It's not going to stay that way for me because I know what I do to a lipstick bullet. You know how? Remember the quiz that everybody did?
Oh, my God. But do you remember that picture, that famous picture? It's like 9 lipsticks in a row.
Yeah, like if this is what you do to your lipstick, this is the personality you are.
What do you do to your lipstick? I should know this about you.
I should know this about you. You know which one skews me out, by the way?
Oh, I think I know, because it skews me out. Which one?
When this becomes like a C shape. My grandma's used to be like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where like it was like a curve, like a little horn almost. I don't like that one. I'm already doing to this lipstick, you can sort of see, I get a very, very sloped bullet like this. Like it just, I lose the tip on it and it just becomes very angled and sloped.
But wait a second. I think we do the same one. Does it become sloped like it almost has like a hump?
I'm going to show you. Let me
Not a
it.
Hump. That hump, that sounded so disgusting. Not like an extra bump. Like it be, mm-hmm. wait, hold, let me see again.
Oh, here's a very well-beloved one. Oh, this one still has a little bit of a curve. Can you see that?
Yours is more curved than mine. See, mine becomes like it almost, I can't like explain it. It almost becomes like convex. So concave is when it gets that, like,
yeah.
that
you get a, oh, in. Okay.
Mine almost becomes like, like it wants to become a stub, but it's like it's a slopey
stub.
So
that means you apply more like this probably.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
more perpendicular to your lip, whereas I think I just do it from below and it stays very sloped.
Yeah.
What does that say about you, Matlin?
Wait, no, I think I apply from the bottom because I'm scared that I'm going to break the top off.
Oh, okay.
I apply like this.
So maybe it says you're a tentative, careful person. Whereas I'm like, meh. Anyway, there's a great, the Makeup by Mario Super Satin starts out with a really nice sharp tip. And so far I've worn it a bunch and it stays there because I think there's a lot of texture and like structure to the lipstick.
Wait, one more thing about the lipstick shapes.
Yes, go on.
Have you ever seen the one, oh my God, and like please DM us if you send us a photo of this is you. And I promise we won't be mean. The one that is like points on both edges, like either edge. So it's like a well. It almost looks like devil
how
horns.
How does one do that to a lipstick?
But have you seen that? I've seen a picture of it.
Yes, but I've never seen a person who puts on lipstick so that it becomes like cat ears. They're literally like upside down and upside down on their lips. I don't understand how that's possible.
Again, we won't tag you. We won't be like this person
no lipstick
who lives
shaming.
Here. Send us the photo if you have a wild lipstick shape because I want to know.
I'm going to put it in stories. You know what? I'm going to put it on stories and then we can ask people to DM us what their lipsticks look like because I know like they all kind of take on a pattern. I don't think it means anything about your personality. I'm sorry.
I do. No, I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding.
Okay.
The one that's like a little spindle in the middle.
I don't remember that
Maybe one. I'm just seeing like a bunch of art photographs and I'm taking them literally. This is where audio loses us, and I'm going to have to go look at some pictures. But yeah, I'm going to post about this on our Instagram, and then we'll discuss it. But in the meantime, get if you want to treat yourself to a new lipstick, you got a Sephora gift card or something for the holidays, highly recommend Makeup by Mario Super Satin. And then we're going to get broth for our face, which sounds delicious.
Broth it up.
She's working on taglines. They just keep coming. And get your beauty sleep, and then come back on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.